This is Offhand with Stephen and Lydia.
I'm Stephen.
And I'm Lydia.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back to our podcast.
That's right.
Well, back. I suppose if it's your first podcast with us, welcome for the first time.
Oh, that is an exciting thought.
I know.
A new puppet podster.
It just hit me when I said, welcome back. And I thought, what if they're not back? What if they're here for the first time?
Welcome. We are glad you are here. I am Stephen.
And I'm Lydia. We did that already.
I'm still Lydia.
And
you're still Stephen.
Imagine that. Well, Puppet Podsters, we're glad you're joining us because this is another What's It All About podcast, and we're very excited to be up to the book of 2 Peter.
Yes, if you remember from the podcast episode
622,
we talked about 1 Peter,
yep.
Which makes sense, is right before 2 Peter, and we had this fun little discussion about how we are almost to the end of the Bible.
Yeah, we've done so many books.
There's 66 books in the Bible. I wonder what book number we're actually on. Well, I looked it up.
Yeah!
2 Peter is the 61st book of the Bible.
That's crazy. That means we only have 5 left.
I know.
Whoa.
Not much.
Nope. We're almost there. We had a good time going through the Bible, so make sure you check out those other ones if you haven't heard them.
Yes.
So, yeah, 2 Peter. Not long after the Apostle Peter wrote the letter we call 1 Peter, he wrote another one we call 2 Peter. But that works good, doesn't it?
It does work good. A little combo letter there. 1 Peter, 2 Peter. But if you read 1 Peter and then you read 2 Peter, you will notice that it's very different than the first letter.
Yeah, his first letter is all about like being different in a good way and making sure people can see Jesus in us. And also maybe having to suffer persecution and being brave through persecution for the sake of Jesus and what he did for us. So you can hear, like we said, you can hear that one in episode 622 and also read it.
Right.
You can go read 1 Peter.
Yeah.
Or have somebody read it to you. Maybe you're not a very good reader yet, but you want to hear it.
It's good to learn about what it's about, but it's even better to read it for yourself.
Yeah. So 2 Peter is one big reminder.
And a warning.
And also there's a warning. Yep. But also there's some encouragement in there. Peter has some encouragement for us.
Yeah, he's got this theme of 3 things he likes to tell his readers.
Yeah, so let's start with encouragement. In chapter 3, Peter talks about how Jesus is coming back and that he'll make a new heaven and a new earth, but is patiently waiting for more people to be saved. He doesn't want to come when there's more people that would accept him. So he's waiting. He's very patient and lets people come to him.
Yeah. And sometimes it's hard for us to wait for him to come back. And that's why Peter was encouraging them, saying, don't give up. It's going to happen.
Yeah. He will come. I promise. He promised.
But he never breaks his promise.
Right. But he's also very patient. Because he wants as many people to come to him as will come.
Yes. And then there's the warning. Oh, there's a warning.
Warning. Look out.
He says that while you're waiting, there's going to be a lot of false teachers who try to give you little twists of truth and lies and make it sound good, but it's not what Jesus said.
No, don't listen to them.
Don't listen to them.
And you know how you can make sure you don't get confused by them? I bet you do, Papa Bossers. If you think about it, you could probably figure it out. He reminds us that if we stick close to what Christ says, that what God says in his Bible, in his word, then we won't be fooled because we'll know, we'll see the false teaching, and we'll see the twists of truth. Because it won't match up with what the Bible says.
Right, yeah, the Bible is truth. And if you know the truth so well, something that sounds like it could be true, but you're like, you know what? No, it doesn't match up fully. That's false.
Yeah. So there's a lot of times in these 3 chapters there that Peter uses words like remind or recall or pay attention. Or what's another one he says?
Oh, he uses the word stir up a lot.
Oh, yeah, stir up. like stir up the memories. Like many times, he encourages us to grow in Christ by getting more knowledge of the Bible.
Yeah, and then actually he talks and refers several times through the letter of things in the Bible that have already happened as examples.
Oh yeah,
he talks about the flood.
Yep, he says, remember that happened.
Yeah, and creation, and how some of the angels fell, and they no longer followed God.
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah.
What are some other things that he talks about?
Oh, there's that time where it's called the Transfiguration, and it's when Jesus kind of showed a little bit of his glory that he'd been hiding when he became a man. He showed a little bit of it to Peter, James,
Peter
and to John.
Yeah.
Peter was actually there and got to see that. So Peter's like, remember all these great, wonderful things that we were shown that God did, and the things that he taught us in the scriptures. Remember those things and keep talking about them.
Yeah.
Because they're important.
All those things were great, but we have the word of God. Make sure you read it.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, our verse of the day is 2 Peter 1:3, and it says, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence.
Yeah. So whatever problem that you might be going through, the Bible has the answer. You just have to read it. And maybe if you have a question, you're not really sure where to find that answer, maybe you can ask someone that you trust and who you know knows the Bible, and they can help you.
Yeah. You know what? It would have been easy for Peter to be like, well, I saw this. I was there when this happened, and I saw that. But he doesn't do that. He said, God's word says. God's word says. Because even though he saw it with his own eyes, he knew that it was a more certain thing to read God's own words. And that's a good reminder for us, too, because we can say, well, I saw God do that miracle in my life when he whatever. But it's more sure to go back to the knowledge of scripture, to read the Bible and actually say, God said this. God said this.
Yep.
That's very important.
Yes. So there you go, 2 Peter, an encouragement, a warning, and a reminder. Read it.
Yeah,
it's not that long. It's only 3 chapters.
Nope, 3 little chapters. It is can be kind of a confusing book, but
yeah, you might need a little help to kind of understand a few things, but that's okay. That's how
you
learn.
You know, one thing is really cool about the Bible is that the Bible, in lots of different places, it talks about and supports itself. So a lot of times it will explain itself in different parts of it. So like, you know, in 2 Peter, he reminds us of things that happened in other books of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
It really is. God sure did know what he was doing.
He sure does.
Well, Puppet Podsters, I know that you know that we know that an episode is not complete without some jokes. I love a good joke to give the funny bone a poke. Be it the facts and riddles, for grown-ups or kiddles. I love a good joke.
All right, Steven, you got a joke for us?
Of course, of course.
Lay it on us.
Oh, you know my dad loves to go fishing.
Yeah.
Well, what's the best way to watch a fly fishing tournament?
I don't know.
In a live stream. I gotta tell my dad that joke.
He would love that.
I love a good joke. We'll laugh from here to Roanoke. Be it the facts and riddles, for grown-ups or kiddles. I love a good joke.
Well, I went to a beekeeper and I bought a dozen bees.
Oh.
Well, he gave me 13.
Well, why did he give you 13 when you asked for a dozen?
Well, because he said it was a freebie.
I love a good joke. A little freebie.
I kind of would like to have bees.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really like honey.
You get to wear that cool suit.
Yeah. I don't know anything about having bees.
I don't either.
I like honey.
I do too. especially on toast with butter.
Mmm, yeah.
Or on cornbread.
Oh, yeah, that's really good. I like it in my tea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good, too.
Did you know that Papa Potzer that I drink tea?
And she likes honey in it.
I like honey in my tea.
How do you like to eat tea? I mean, honey.
You drink tea generally.
Honey, Puppet Potsters, you should let us know.
Or maybe you want a freebie?
Maybe you're like, you know what? I'm just not a honey fan. Those people exist too.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
That's okay. But if you do like honey, you can let us know. Or you can let us know that you read Second Peter. That would be really cool too. You can email us at StephenLydiaSing@yahoo.com.
Yes, please do. And also you can go to our website at ghhinc.org and check out our schedule and make some travel plans for the summer. Come see us. That would be great. That would be awesome. What else? Oh, you can watch some adventures with Stephen and Lydia, or some piece of really good news with Uncle Chris.
Or you can listen to other episodes. Maybe you're like, you know what? I somehow missed episode 622. I didn't hear about First Peter.
Oh, you can
go back and you can listen to that one.
You sure can. And we hope you do. And then email us about it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
We hope you have a fantastic week. Whatever may be going on, but make sure you listen when we have a new episode next week.
Yes. In the meantime, this has been Offhand with Stephen and Lydia, a production of God's Helping Hand.